worth, and, you know,
yeah, sure,
whatever. And I know you did an interview with Katie. She was still processing the interview and didn't really have an answer to the question. So what is different this time around? And that's why I'm posing it to you, because I'd like that answer. You know, we have been talking about South Korea putting pressure on organizations to keep them from sending balloons across the border because it's a sticking point between the two countries. And this has been going on since 2018, as far back as our first story talking about this. So why all of a sudden is there media interest? You were just saying, you know, BBC and Reuters were talking to you about it. And of course, then we were talking to you about it. What's different this time around that's causing all of this attention?
Well, you know, balloon launching by Voice of the Martyrs goes back to 1969 into North Korea. And so actually every year these kinds of issues come up. What's different at this moment compared to previous years is that beginning with the April 2018 meetings between the North and the South, there was an agreement signed. And in that agreement, it said that South Korea would essentially take steps to stop balloon launches from happening. And so last year there was talk about, you know, from 2018, 2019, there was talk about those launches being stopped. But the administration, the current administration, didn't really have the ability to pass a law to that effect. And also the public sentiment was still very mixed at that point in time with nuclear tests and things like that. You know, people were questioning how authentic this peace would be. And so there's a strong tradition in favor and in support of the balloon launching, both at the level of freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But now we've just passed through an election. The president is riding a new wave of popularity because of the South Korea's response to the coronavirus. And now the National Assembly also is of the same party as the president. So now all of the pieces are lined up for the National Assembly to be able to pass a law that essentially then fulfills what South Korea agreed to do in the April 2018 meetings. And so the timeline that happened was that Kim Jong-un's sister made the announcement this morning. The Ministry of Unification, that's the Korean government office, the Ministry of Unification, made the announcement this afternoon that they would seek passage of a law, and then they went through the usual litany of concerns that they always raise about balloon launching. But then police contacted us tonight and said that that all forms of launching, whether balloon launching by air or even the rice bottle launching that we do by sea, are now officially stopped. And so that's what's new is that in literally within a 24-hour period, something that's been waiting to happen for the last 2 years has now come to fruition. There's no law that's been passed yet. And that's the interesting thing is that there's been, there's a kind of overextension on the part of the authorities in terms of enforcement. And so the, you know, 4 years ago, we got our building surrounded. 3 years ago, we had launch sites surrounded. 1 year ago, we were stopped at gunpoint. So none of these things are new. But what is new is now this the solid support at the level of the legislature and the president's office to implement. You know, all of this fits into how President Moon sees his legacy, which is in furthering his, you know, his understanding of peace between North and South Korea. And in his mind, that peace includes the restraint on all kinds of launching. So.
Well, I know that you've answered some other questions in Katie's interview, and I don't want to duplicate those things. I guess the question is, you know, how can we be praying for the ministry? Because obviously the gospel isn't going to stop.
Yeah, you know, the we've been doing this for 15 years ourselves. You know, I mean, Voice of the Martyrs worldwide has been doing this since 1969. But Voice of the Martyrs Korea assumed responsibilities for the launches beginning in 2005. And so my wife and I and other members of our team have done this every year. And so this is kind of normal for us. But it used to be, you know, every year there's always something that comes up about, you know, whether it's, you know, being we've had the ROK Marines descend upon us. You know, as I say, last year we were stopped at gunpoint. It's always something. But what we've learned over the years is that the promise in the Word of God is true, that the Word of God never returns void or empty, even when you load it in a car to launch in a balloon and it's stopped by police. Because over the years, we feel like that we've done probably as much witnessing to South Korean police as we have to North Korean people. You know, South Korean police always are just, they cannot figure out what we're doing, because we're not protesters. You know, we don't go up and, you know, taunt the police or whatever. We just go as far as they let us go. And then they get out their bullhorn and stop us and tell us if we take one more step, they'll arrest us under the national security laws. And so we then say, you know, that we're submitted to them as the authority that the Lord has placed us under, but that the next time the weather is good, we'll be back out, because we're going to go as far as the Lord permits us to go. And so the way to pray would be, pray that the launch happens tomorrow. We have been in this situation many times before, where people tell us there is no way that the launch will happen. And somehow something happens overnight that makes it possible. But in the event that the launch doesn't happen, then pray that that the word will still serve its purpose. That purpose can be with the South Korean police. It can be even through the public who witness all of those things. We don't know how the Lord is going to use it. We just know what we're called to do. You know, we don't do this because it's symbolic. We don't do it as an act of protest. We simply go out in the middle of the night to the most extremely remote locations and we launch balloons. And when we started, 0% of North Koreans had ever seen a Bible with their own eyes, and now that's 8%. And so we're going to keep doing it. And some days it's easier and some days it's harder. And but the Lord always has some purpose for it. So pray that that God will be true to his word, that with these Bibles that we've loaded in the car, even for this next launch, that that the Lord will clearly accomplish his purpose in a magnificent way.